In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a question. Have you ever stood in front of a funhouse mirror at a carnival? Yeah, I have that experience too. So you know what you really look like, but suddenly the mirror stresses you, or shrinks you, or distorts your reflection. Initially, this may amuse, but it quickly becomes apparent that despite knowing the image, it's inaccurate. It is difficult, very difficult, to look away. The truth is that our lives are sometimes surrounded by this kind of mirror. We see ourselves through the distorted opinions of others, what they think of us, what they expect from us, what they say about us. Over time, these misrepresentations can influence the standards by which we value ourselves. Christ the King Sunday reminds us that there is only one true mirror, only one gaze that shows us who we really are, the gaze of Christ our King. Today we bring together two profound moments from the Gospels. Jesus on the cross in Luke 23, that was our today's Gospel, and the resurrected Jesus giving his final instructions in the first reading on Matthew 28. At first, they seem like opposites. One shows weakness, suffering, and mockery. The other chose authority, victory, and mission. But together, they revealed what it truly means to recognize Jesus as King and to live as citizens of his kingdom. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is shown as a king, not on a golden throne, but on a cross. As he hangs there, leaders, soldiers, and even a criminal mock him. "If you are the Messiah, save yourself." What happened is that their understanding of power, it's a worldly one. A king that avoids suffering, uses force, and puts himself first. But Jesus chose an upside-down kingship, a reign where power is found in self-giving love. He uses his royal authority to extend mercy. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And later, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." This is our King, the one who meets us in witness, who embraces the forgotten, who offers grace when the world offers judgment. The cross is not witness. It is powerful love, powerful love, powerful love. Then we move from a hill of suffering to a mountain of resurrection. Here, the same Jesus declares, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Brothers and sisters, this is the foundation for the mission he gives his followers. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them. This great commission is not merely a task. It is the king's command to participate in the expansion of his kingdom, a kingdom built of mercy, justice, and love. And he gives us a promise. I am with you always to the end of the age. So the two images fit together. The authority Jesus claims in Matthew is the same authority he demonstrated in Luke. It is not the authority of domination, but the authority of sacrificial love. And this is where our own lives enter the story. As human beings, we have a tendency to see the world and ourselves through the eyes of others. We worry about what people might say or think. We let their opinions shape our decisions, our values, even our identity. Without even realizing it, we begin living according to distorted reflections, like funhouse mirrors. But Christ the King calls us to see ourselves through his eyes, not the world's. He alone is the one who defines us. He alone is our guide when we do not know what to do. His authority, rooted in love, is the compass that directs our steps. The mercy Jesus shows on the cross widens into the global mission of Matthew. God's grace extends from the criminal next to Jesus, to the soldiers who mock him, to all nations. Siblings, the message we teach is the same love Jesus demonstrated on the cross. When we make disciples, baptize, and teach, we are extending the promise Jesus gave the criminal. Today you will be with me in paradise. We are helping make the kingdom visible here and now. We follow a king who did not save himself so that he might save us. And we are commissioned by this risen king to reflect his radical love in a suffering world. Just as a GPS gives us turn by turn directions, Christ, our King, guides us on the path of righteousness and love. The Great Commission is his call to share that guiding light with others. Jesus is our divine GPS, faithfully recalculating, directing, and leading us toward lives of purpose and service. May we live this week and every week shaped by his love, guided by his authority, and committed to the mission of his kingdom. Amen. Let's now do a call and respond closing prayer. The response is going to show in the screen. Let us pray. Christ our King, you show your power on the cross and your authority in the resurrection. Shape our lives by your love. Lead us, O Christ our King. When the world's voices distort our identity and we are tempted to see ourselves through the eyes of others. Help us to look to you alone. Lead us, O Christ, our King. When we do not know what to do, when our path is unclear, be our guide and our strength. Lead us, O Christ, our King. Fill our hearts with compassion for the forgotten, the hurting, and those on the margins, that we may reflect your mercy in all we do. Send us, O Christ, our King, as you commissioned your disciples to make disciples of all nations. Send us out this week to share your love in word and deed. Send us, O Christ, our King. You have promised to be with us always to the end of the age. Help us walk in that promise with confidence and joy. Stay with us, O Christ, our King. Amen.